the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi. We are broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a super rad lineup for you. We have Jen Kaboom. She is the owner of New World Designs, and she's going to give us a little tour of her shop today. We also have local Russian Rocket from CITR, Russian Tim. You have to roll your tongue. Russian Tim. And we also have Jameson from Terminal City Rats. And at the very end, we're going to have a mystery guest. Woo! So you'll have to stay tuned to find out who it is. Okay, let's start off the show with a cooking show. Yes, let's play You Big Idiot with Empty is the New Full right here on CJSF.
Welcome to Cooking with Colin. I'm your host, Colin. Today we're going to be making a nice meal for everyone, including ham. Glazed, not once, but
double glaze that ham!
We're heading downtown and we're going to visit Jen Kaboom. And if you've never been to her store, well, you'll find out it's pretty adorable, and so is she.
it going?
Oh, good. Thank you for inviting me to your store.
Thank you. Welcome to New World Designs.
Perfect. Introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Jen, and I'm the owner of New World Designs here at 434 West Hastings Street in beautiful Vancouver.
Now, did your store used to be down a block?
It actually did, yes. So we moved just over 4 years ago when I took over the business. So new owner, new location, new spin on an old classic.
Awesome. Now give us the grand tour.
Sure. Come on in. I've got a little bit of everything in store. I showcase a lot of local artists. Here is Megan Majeski. She goes by Dead Kitty, if you're on social media, which everybody is. So local art, I have some really cool tarot card t-shirts. That's These cool. Just came in and people are absolutely loving them. So unisex sizing, housewares, pillows, lots of summer clothes right now, sunglasses, even more local artwork.
Yes, oh, I love those
and
colors.
These are done by Lisa LaRose. She's also a local gal, and her stuff is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, oh my goodness, I love it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like half shop, half gallery. It's really good. I strive to have something for every style in store, whether it be your cutesy little bunny pinups or your more spookier bats and, you know, plaid pant punk rockers.
Perfect. So. And you used to be a pinup girl, you said.
I did. That is actually how I got into this shop. I worked for the old owner for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was always her Sunday girl. And she approached me one day asking if I wanted to take over because she wanted to retire. So it took me a couple of years to get my finances in check. And yeah, I took over in 2017.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's continue on with the tour.
Yes. So I have a case of awesome. So almost everything in here is made by local artists, whether it be the earrings or like locally sourced enamel pins. Lots of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are these homemade?
Oh, yeah. Handmade hair flowers by Seductive Perils. Maggie Pie, also in burlesque. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Lots of purses, handbags, wigs, hosiery. And you do plus sizes, up to a 4X in some styles.
So oh, that's awesome.
I carry everything from a double extra small up to a 4X. So I want people to feel good in their clothing and knowing that they can come into one store and get it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, lots of dresses. And what's super fun is I pick everything. I curate it all. So it's a good time.
All right. Let's see what else is back here.
Yes. This is a super fun little cabinet here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some fun homewares. Just recently, I've started selling records of some of the local punk rock bands.
That's right.
As we all know, the pandemic just kind of screwed over everything. And without having shows and outlets to sell your records and t-shirts, I figured why not?
Yeah, so name some of the bands that have been here.
Absolutely. Well, I just got Rest Easies in. They are a new band. They haven't even put a show yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got Alien Boys, A Total Disappointment, Blacked Out, Big Idiot, Sleep Circle.
Yeah. And do you know them personally?
I do know them all personally, yeah. They're all good friends of mine, and, you know, I'm into the punk rock scene, so.
Yeah, I'm digging the underwear.
Oh, yes, the period panties.
Oh, the period panties?
Well, you're not supposed to, like, free flow into them, but right. they make fun of.
Oh, okay. Know? Oh, wow. So if accidents happen, you're protected.
No, they're just funny cotton panties that make fun of periods, like menstrual mania, no baby shower, great clot, and Frankenstein.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Why not, you know, make light out of a bloody situation?
Exactly.
Yeah, those do really well, and they're super fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, even more housewares, they have like little shower curtains in, which are pretty fun, and locally made teacups as well. Not the teacup, but... Right. You know, the little appliques on there. Everybody likes a rude little thing. I love you. So good.
And how much do those run?
These ones are $40.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all like antique china.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and those are done by Tanya's Tasteless Teacups. Perfect name.
Let's talk about like your favorite items.
Ooh, my favorite items change on a daily basis in here. Mm-hmm. As of right now, my favorite items... is actually this new bikini that's in from Sourpuss.
Aww.
Love the color scheme. It's mm-hmm. perfect. These string bikinis fit so good. The side ties do not dig in, so you're really comfortable in them.
Nice.
Absolutely love those. Those are a newer arrival. And I'm also obsessed with the pillows that I have in. These are all by Liquor Brand. Mm-hmm. And they're $30 each, and there's so many different styles, and they're really, really cozy. And I don't know, they just make any space look a little bit cooler.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your online store.
Oh, yes. So, the pandemic forced me to have an online shop. Prior to that, I did not have an online store at all. I had a big social media presence, mm-hmm. but not an actual physical click to buy. And I have now acquired the website pinupcanada.com.
I love it.
Which is pretty huge for me and pretty fitting considering I am the only brick and mortar pinup shop left in Canada.
Wow.
So some big shoes to fill because it was pretty sad seeing all of, you know, my neighboring shops kind of close down. So
yeah.
Hopefully they'll be able to reopen, but last I heard Vivacious Vixen in Halifax was the last one to...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the favorites that people are buying online?
Favorites, like my top sellers right now? Well, of the week, actually. Yes. Come on this way. I'll show you what I've sold the most of.
Okay.
So this little cowgirl dress.
Uh-huh.
I sold a ton of these this week online.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really cute. And just a fun little playful print.
Yeah.
And this dress, I just got in yesterday, mm-hmm. and I've sold out of almost all of them.
Wow.
All online.
And it looks comfortable, too.
It is comfortable. It's a V-neck, cap sleeve, cute little tie. Really comfortable. And, you know, really affordable. $79.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the tarot shirts have just been doing so, so, so good. And I have 11 different styles of these. Very $42. Nice. Super cool.
Oh, yes.
And really, really soft spun cotton as well. So, nothing stiff and scratchy. I did want to show you, I have band t-shirts in here as well.
Oh, look at that.
From some of our local bands, like Terminal City Rat, You Big Idiot, Alien Boys. I've got a few from Rush and Tim.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Jen. Rush and Tim here. Thank you so much for making everyone in Vancouver look so nice and supplying them with beautiful clothing. Also, thank you so much for supporting local bands and representing shirts, including my band, in your super amazing store. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for making everyone look nice. Great success and good luck with business.
Great success. Wham, bam.
East Van.
Thanks, Rush and Tim. Now let's get back. The amazing Jen Kaboom.
Yeah, Blacked Out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really cool because if people, like I said, can't go to a show and pick up a shirt,
right.
at least they can still support their favorite bands by buying their merchandise here.
Oh, for sure.
So they're supporting the band, they're supporting my business. It kind of goes hand in hand at the end of the day.
That is so awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Oh my God, it's been a blast.
Wham Bam
East Van!
Yeah!
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blur Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Love that show. Miss you, bud. I'm sure you're rocking out at home. All right, next we're heading out to the Tomahawk Restaurant in North Vancouver.
Welcome, Rush and Tim, to the Wham Bam East Band Show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Awesome. Introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, world. I'm Rush and Tim. I sing in a band called Rush and Tim and Pyle Burress.
Who's your favorite Canuck?
That's a very tough question, but my favorite Canuck is obviously Pyle Burress. Has to be. I don't have a choice.
How did you come up with your name, your band name?
Well, I've been doing a radio show on CITR, which is called Rocket from Russia, for a very long time.
Yeah.
When I came up with this name, there was like a few ideas. I am from Russia.
Yes.
Then the Ramones album is called Rocket to Russia, but I'm from Russia, so I decided to kind of do a spin-off on that. And also, obviously, the most famous Russian in Vancouver is probably Pyle Burress, who is Russian Rocket. So Rocket from Russia kind of makes sense. And so when we started a band, I thought that was kind of a good direction in the name. So we just did Russian Tim and Pyle Burress.
And I'm curious to know, are people in Russia, do they watch the Canucks?
Yeah. So like I actually, when I was a kid, I watched the final 94 Stanley Cup. That was a big deal against New York Rangers. And this is when I discovered like Vancouver Canucks, that they existed. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I remember watching after school all the games.
Yeah.
And that series, that final, really, really made lots of fans for Canucks in Russia. And because lots of Russian players were involved,
yes,
obviously there was like additional attention. So yeah, so since then, Vancouver Canucks is one of the teams in Russia.
And did you move to Vancouver because of the hockey?
I wouldn't say because of the hockey. It was just a proper immigration. I moved in 2006.
Yeah.
But yeah, we moved there as a whole family.
Yeah.
And but yeah, obviously, Vancouver is a beautiful and amazing place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the move. Very happy to be here. And yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us about your new album.
Posh! The album is called Something More in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
It will be out this fall.
Yeah.
It features 8.5 songs, and it will be out on all the streaming platform services, as well as the vinyl. The pre-order is already up. You can pre-order the vinyl. There's 4 different colors. And you can pre-order the vinyl on RussianTimandPyleBurress.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
$10.
Like, yeah. Well, we're a fun band.
Yeah.
I would associate us with bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like bright, I mean like pink, yellow, blue, and green. Like this is the, I think this is kind of good colors to choose in terms of like how we're energetically jump and dance on stage.
Awesome. And you have some merch. Let's show one of your shirts.
Yeah. This is a shirt which actually says something more in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
This is a gift for you. It has the Pavel Beres logo.
But other people can purchase them, right?
Absolutely, at the same spot, Russian Team at Pavel Beres Bandcamp.com. There's a whole bunch of different merch items, as well as coffee.
Yeah, how did you get into coffee?
Well, by luck, we have friends out of Kelowna. They called Anarchy Coffee Roasters, and they did the coffee for our friends, the band called Belvedere from Alberta. And so I ordered the coffee because I like the band and I like coffee.
Uh-huh.
So then we started talking, and then we had an idea to do coffee for the band for the new release. Make a mistake on what kind of coffee it is because I'm not an aficionado. This was great.
Is it like bitter? Is it dark? Like, you know, what kind of?
I have it written down.
Okay.
So maybe.
Okay. Is it strong?
It's great.
Let's
go with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's medium roast.
Medium roast.
And with some notes of vanilla and chocolate, I think.
Oh, wow. And how do you take your coffee? Do you take it with cream and sugar or just black?
Black. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Wham Bam East Van.
Woo!
Great success.
Great success.
That was the Alice Hong song by Russian Tim and the Pavel Buries. All right, just before leaving the restaurant, I was able to catch a little video of Death and Chuck, the owner.
What do you like about the tomahawk?
Oh, I love Chuck, man.
You love Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
How are you?
Are you the owner?
Yeah, it owns me indeed. Yep.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. The legendary tomahawk.
And what do you like to eat here?
Oh, turkey sandwich.
The turkey sandwich is the best one.
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do
it's all good.
I love the breakfast myself. Okay, let's see what's happening around town. Okay, Pendulum Gallery, 885 West Georgia. They have sculptures by Persimmon Blackridge from July 26th to August 20th. Okay, and if you like meditating, BC Insight Meditation Society, they have a free online drop-in Tuesdays, 7 to 8:30. They have 30 minutes of meditations, and they have a little talk, and then you get to interact in small groups. So make some friends, right? Okay, and the Get Minds, they're going to be playing a show at Lana Lou's. That's the rock and roll eatery. Yeah, yeah. 362 Powell Street, July 23rd. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10. And we're going to try and catch an interview with Get Minds. Okay, next, we're going to go visit Jameson at the Camby. And guess what? It was his birthday. Happy birthday, Jameson. Yeah.
34, not hitting the floor. 34, not hitting the floor.
Hi, Jameson, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Jameson. I play in Terminal City Rats, and I run Attack Attack Productions.
Attack Attack Productions, woo-woo! All right, so you have a big show coming up. Is this your first show since the pandemic?
Not so much the first show, because we had a kind of chill acoustic jams on the patio before.
Oh, you have? Okay, that's cool.
But July 16th is definitely going to be a banger, and it's going to be plugged in, and it's going to be loud.
How can people find out information about it?
I think if you Facebook Remembering Mr. Tri-Pig, I think that's the one that will pop up.
That's
the best.
One. Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's see. And it's free, right? It's a free...
No cover! No cover!
No cover!
but we will have a... I thought about it the other day. We're going to have a piggy bank.
Yeah.
That anyone can donate, and the money will go to Mr. Tri-Pig's Art Foundation.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and you helped create this mural.
Yeah. There's two artists, Lacey and Layla, that are doing a ginormous one in Edmonton right now. I think the unveiling is going to be done on the 10th. And the same ladies did this one. I had to raise a bunch of funds, but whatever. This place is Tri's watering hole.
Yep.
And I figured, what a better place here.
Exactly. Now tell us about the Terminal City Rats.
We're a five-piece punk band from Vancouver. We got only positive vibes and only positive brains and good hearts. And we smush that up and toss it into aggressive music.
Tell us about your bandmates.
Marco's a scientist. Crash is a bike courier. Mandy's a nurse. Jeremy works in the film industry. And I whisper poetry.
Yeah!
So I moved to Vancouver in 2008 and saw SNFU a bunch of times at the Cobalt and the Venue and a bunch of wild places. And then I started working here at the Canby in May of 2013, which is a while ago now, so like 7 or 8 years ago. And he was here all the time, and he just became a really, really good friend. And we shared adventures. I got to hold his hand when I walked him home when he was wasted. We went backstage to NoFX show at the Commodore and just chilled and hung out with Fat Mike. I gave him some drinks here and there. And he's just a very kind, good human being. And that's how I know him.
How about the campfires? How do you know them?
I think originally the first time I met Philly was when he booked us at Pub 340, Rest in Peace, with Days and Days.
Yep.
And that was a crazy show. I think it was Marco's birthday, and we had him on on our shoulders, and he was chugging a pint of red wine. That one goes out to you, Marco. And then I knew that they were a really cool acoustic punk band, so during the pandemic, we had like safe patio zone where people could play acoustic music, like not plugged in or crazy, and that's kind of how I met those guys. And they're great musicians and good humans, but they're going to be plugged in on the 16th.
you recommend other bands?
Yeah. Sword Points.
Yep.
Chain Whip.
Yep.
Fame. Spell it P H A N E.
P H, okay, yep.
No Class. Up the Pogo Punks. Frank Love. Slow Tide. Smoothie Surf Punk. Up the cheers and up the punks forever and a day. July 16th goes out to this guy.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van. I did it! I did it! I did it!
Jameson, you rock. All right, we're going to play some of the bands that he recommended after the break.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
We'll be right back. the wrong thing that you find. You'll still be the love we both at your side. We don't think the same.
That was Pain with Don't Talk to Me from their album 14 Lashes. Before that, we had Frank Love with Volume Swells and Pain, P-H-A-N-E, with We All Bleed. All right, who is our mystery guest? Oh, this is a clue. Okay, so you can guess. Okay, well, she has a special announcement to make, so here we go.
Hi, my name is The Librarian, and I am the co-founder of Faces Festival. This week, we are producing Pixel Virtual Festival, which takes place today and tomorrow on Twitch. It's free to attend, and we'd love to have you join us. The festival features innovative DJ sets from artists like Madam X, Sinistar, Matt the Alien and myself, Max Eulis, Handsome Tiger, Tor, and Adam 2. There are also yoga classes, dance workshops, panel discussions, and more. So all the information can be found at acecoast.ca. And again, it's free to watch. It takes place today and tomorrow. And I see you in the chat. Thank you.
Absolutely love this lady. I'm just going to show you a clip of her DJing at home and also another clip when she's at a festival. All right, check it out.
Very, very pleased to welcome onto Boiler Room for the very first time someone who's wholly responsible for this whole thing happening. People turned up. For the next hour, everyone. Live and direct on Boiler Room, straight out of PC. It's The Librarian.
The Librarian, coming at you live from Squamish, BC.
Free.
Hi, this is the librarian, and you are listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
I can't believe it. The librarian said Wham Bam East Van. Okay, yes, check out their Twitch tonight and tomorrow. And yes, set me free, baby. It is time to go. So thank you to all of my guests, and thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. Okay, we're going to end with Matt the Alien. Good night. Show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Bam, East Van.